cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
The song. This is my song.
Damn. I love the video, though. Thank you for choosing this jam, by the way, Candace.
This is Candace's jam.
She was the one who chose it. And when you chose it, you were like, Ed Sheeran. You know, sometimes that Model C accent just comes and goes. So I thought she was talking about some Nigerian guy that she knew.
Whatever.
Ed Sheeran. Thank you.
I actually heard this song on Saturday, and I've been playing it ever since. I've got like on repeat. Oh no, there I was off. Yeah.
I'm testing.
T was trying to be a DJ there,
he just switched me off. I was like, yeah, we've heard enough from you. Enough from you, young lady.
I think a lot of men hope that they had a mute button for me.
Like, dude, we hope we had a mute button for all you chicks, man. If we could find that mute button. Like, the man who comes up with that mute button is going to be so rich.
See, where is the love? Where is the love, man?
But anyway, I think we should let them know what they're listening to. This is the weekly mashup with my lovely co-host, Candace Mama.
It's been a while since you've introduced me. I've already had like all these self-compliments.
Another adjective. I mean, lovely, I'm sure I've used before. And it's so cliched. But I really couldn't, you know. I'm sorry, Candy. Just at that time, I knew that I had to plan it better, you know.
Oh, okay.
And my vocab just left the building.
Because I was like, all that planning, and that's what you came up with.
And with me, your co-host?
It's Misha, Masha.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
A man so amazing, he needs no adjectives. Just
literally,
the word Misha or Masha.
Oh, you did well for your introduction. I can see this.
is an adjective in itself.
Right? You are so Tamisha today.
You're looking so Tamisha.
What?
I can't believe it.
We could actually make that in like, you know, a descriptive word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I Tamisha you.
I don't know what that means. That could mean I'm leaving you or or I love you.
Or I hate you.
Or I hate you, yeah.
It depends who
you're speaking to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I must say, this Ed Sheeran video, though, like the chicken man.
She's gorgeous. She's very different. She doesn't dirty, though, but she's beautiful.
She's all black and ease and everything.
Yeah.
You know, like that's black and
I Japanese. Love that Ed Sheeran is like down with a swirl, you know, like he likes different. It's cute.
Yeah. I mean, as ginger as he is, I think he has to.
I would date Ed Sheeran.
Well, you would date Ed Sheeran?
I would.
It looks like
if he could keep singing to me.
Okay.
Like he would have to sing to me like all the time, you know.
It looks like a short orangutan, though, don't you?
the shade is real. The shade is real.
But
no,
he's
talented.
Singer,
he's it's talented. Like, you know, like how men look for beauty. I look for talent and brains.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, he's got a little talent on his side.
a little.
Just a little.
And he's in good shape, actually. You know,
I'm
very pleasantly surprised.
I was like, I could work out with him.
Ed has been working out, y'all.
I would not mind being in that video.
Good. Oh, by the way, I started working out.
Oh.
After
like last week's show, did they inspire you?
Yeah, I started with a personal trainer.
Yeah,
my personal trainer's name is Temba. Yeah, she's a professional athlete.
What?
She's an 800-meter runner.
Okay, Temba.
And on Monday, we did our first session. On Wednesday, we did another session.
What?
So on Wednesday, we're doing yet another session. I started waking up a little bit earlier, and it's not that hard. You know, like the other day, I woke up at 6:30. It was
geez, look at you.
Why am I up so early? Oh, my gosh. And today, when I got up at around 8, I was like, it's really not that bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Because usually you used to wake up at like 10.
Yeah, usually that was my
like
time.
I would call you at 10 and you'd still be groggy. And I'm like, you doing?
I need another hour.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, are you getting ready for Valentine's Day?
I don't think I'll make it in time for Valentine's Day. Like, there's a lot of work to do.
You know, it's just like that projection.
I'm running 20 meters, right? Just like 20 on my lawn. Like 20 across there, 20 across. Like, like, what, 5 times?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I'm really going to like heel over.
Okay, but are these sprints?
Not even.
Oh, so it's just like a slow
jog? I'm just hobbling along. I'm just jiggling along.
They say slow and steady
you know
wins
what I
the
mean?
Race.
I mean, I used to box, and like for the first time on Wednesday, we like just tried a few like hits.
Yeah.
He doesn't even need pads.
Oh, on his hands.
And it was like, just give me 3 in a row, you know, just like a jab, straight right jab. You know? It was like, dish, dish, dish. All right, that's it.
Boxing is exhausting, though. Don't play with boxing.
I didn't know it was this exhausting.
No, but when you go back to boxing, like whenever I leave boxing, I know I'm going to regret it because when I go back, then the whole day I can't write or hold anything because then I feel like I've got Alzheimer's.
I know.
Because my hands are just shaking. The first time it happened, I called my trainer and I was like, I think I've got Alzheimer's. Like, you gave me Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
and he was like,
shaking.
No, you just trained. I'm like, no, if it's not gone in an hour, I'm going to sue you. I just need you to know this. Like, I am going to sue you.
Okay, don't sue anybody.
And he was like,
they're just getting better.
He was like, okay, we'll see. So,
But I can't wait to get back to my fighting weight.
So how long are we giving? Like, are we going to have a time frame on this or should we just leave it?
We have to have a time frame.
Yeah, because then you're going to get it done.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to give myself a full 6 months this time.
Okay, are you going back to top billing weight or like, what are we aiming for?
what's the other alternative?
The improved version of now.
Yeah. Just like the same, but better.
I'm not judging.
No, look, I mean, that weight back then was like, look, first of all.
You were on the cover of Top Billing, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, and it was like nearly 10 years ago, dude. Like, give me a break, you know?
I am giving you a break. I'm just saying, an improved version of now.
What did you look like 10 years ago?
Very skinny. So I've come a long way.
How old were you 10 years ago?
15. So while you were getting your groove, I was 15. I know, it really tells you something.
Yeah, exactly. So take it easy on me, you know.
I don't know. I haven't hit those hurdles yet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
where like my metabolism slows down and stuff.
You can eat bread and have a case of beer and still go box. You know?
I can.
Yeah.
I don't, but I can.
I've had to cut down on a lot of things.
I should probably do that now. So that's
when I get.
I've
had to cut down on beer, by the way.
Have you? Mm. Have you cut down on all alcohol or just beer? Just beer.
Why are you asking me questions? Why are you asking me weird questions?
You can cut down on beer and then, upscale on wine. So it's just like, I just want to know what we're doing here.
Beer and wine.
Okay.
So the cheap stuff. So if I come to someone's wedding.
So like vodka and stuff, is that your thing now?
I'm going to have to do the cash bar, which is really unfair.
Okay, firstly, I hate weddings with cash bar. Can I just put a side note?
About the people who are banting, yeah?
No. Can I just put a side note?
Yeah.
Don't invite me to your wedding if you have a cash bar. I just don't get why you're being so cheap.
If you can't
afford to host me properly, then don't invite me.
Don't invite me.
No. I just don't get the point of a cash bar.
Many weddings that have sucked
because there's a cash bar.
Well, not only because of the cash bar, like a cash bar, like from soft drinks.
Right.
That's when you're like you are disrespectful. There's something wrong with you. People.
Are you gonna charge me for the starter too?
You know what I mean? Like they may as well just have sent me the bill for the food.
Right. That's exactly it. And I'm just like, no, Like, actually, look at my invites properly. If at the bottom it says cash, but I'm just like, look, I think I might come down with something that day. So, you know, I'll send you my love and my gift because there's always a gift registry.
Yeah,
but you know what? I'm not going to come.
That's okay.
Okay, I will come because I'm not a biatch like that.
We need the space. It's okay.
Are you going to have a cash bar? That's how you weed out guests.
No. You know how I'm going to weed out guests at my next wedding?
Oh, my God. Number three.
Yeah.
You okay?
No. You know, third time lucky.
And they say so.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it on an island.
Oh, because we can't afford that ish.
On some, you're invited.
If you can make it.
You can make it.
That's some PS.
You know, make sure you RSVP like for a month. You know,
that's clever. I think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
on my first.
The people
wedding.
I really want there. Obviously, I want to pay for their flights and their accommodation.
Oh, so you're gonna be bawling at the wedding number three,
girl. Like I said, 6 months, right?
Oh, in 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
Goddamn.
Yeah, just
okay.
Give me some time.
So you're going to be...
some papers.
Oh, okay, I see.
I can't say that out loud just yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just did, but okay.
Moving on.
Okay, she doesn't listen to the show. Anyway. So Salt Bae met Leonardo.
Okay.
At Salt Bae's... restaurant. It's called Nasret.
Wait, he's got a restaurant, Salt Bae?
Yes. He's got a chain of steakhouses.
What?
Called Nasret. That's
okay, but he's got a
Nasret
chain of children,
Boke.
Too.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. So, I mean, he
Are
needs maintenance for that.
How he cuts a steak. Like the way he spreads it.
No.
I just
see how we can sprinkle ish. So I just think that, you know, that's a problem in and of itself. He's been sprinkling the earth with his seeds.
With his salt.
Yeah, because he's got like 8 kids.
Get the heck out of here.
And they all look under 10. So it's like, damn, nigga, like
with the same
I know it was not the same woman. No woman can pop out that many children. In that record time.
Look, he's from like
he's salting.
He's from those countries where it's like
Wait, what?
Where
Say it.
He's from Dubai, I think, or Turkey.
So,
you know, so where men are men.
What
like
do you
they're
mean?
Not messing around.
I don't get what you're saying.
It's like, listen,
that you're allowed to just like pollute
we're,
the earth.
We're having another child.
No.
In fact, why are we even talking about it?
Mm-mm.
So if he has eight kids, he has eight kids. Mm-mm. With the same woman. Why you got to disparage salt?
I am not about to kill my body because you're busy salting the damn earth.
You know what? You know what? It's okay because Salt Bae has got it like that. He just moved on.
He was like, okay.
I'll spread this salt somewhere else, girl.
So he met Leonardo DiCaprio.
And Leonardo was like proper impressed. So sitting there in his cap, like, and a toothpick.
I don't know. I feel like Leonardo would be impressed by very, you know. Look, he's impressed by a lot of ish.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not that impressive.
But the thing is, like, if you're Leonardo DiCaprio, you've done everything. Like, you just chilled. You know, you're laid back. You're just enjoying your money.
Yeah.
You're just like... Salt Bae is hooking you up with one of his side chicks after the meal. It's all good.
Yeah, no.
So, of course, you're going to be impressed.
No. I don't know. I would never go to Salt Bae. Like, he just does not impress me that much. I'm just like, I would not do it. No.
Well, speaking of all things salty, tonight is SONA, the State of the Nation address. What do you think Zuma's going to talk about?
Himself, as he always does.
Okay. And there are like 400 soldiers, 401
well,
to be exact. I don't know what the one is for. Like, they
I know,
have 400,
just,
but
no.
Just in case Julius gets extra rowdy, let's put in.
No, but I kind of get the one. I don't think you can have too much security when you're Jay-Z. Like, I mean, he needs all of us to protect him. Because I don't know, if I was one of those soldiers, I might just, like, you know, turn around and boom, by accident.
But why would you shoot Jay-Z? He's a really nice man.
No, I wouldn't shoot Jay-Z. I'm just saying that I might have a nervous tick that day that might just shoot Jay-Z. I'm not in control of nervous ticks.
You know, he was the head of Mkhonto Sizwe Intelligence for the longest time, right? So he's probably listening on you right now.
I know. Yeah. Because, I mean, he read a column about himself that he wasn't impressed with. So I'm waiting for my jobs to dry up because he's like, you disrespected the president.
If you find that maybe people aren't calling you for as many talks as you, now you know why.
I know. Can I just say happy birthday to my brother quick?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just throwing it in there because it's going to be like a show and I don't even get a shout out.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Ashley. Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
He's like, okay, that was anticlimactic. in the middle of Sona Nochals.
Well,
happy birthday, Ashley.
Happy birthday. Do something fun. Do something crazy.
I saw him this morning.
Go watch
it's
Sona.
Fine.
Get all dressed up and sit in front of the TV. Just like a politician. Your favorite.
He is a politician-ish. So
okay. Well, dress like yourself then.
Just be you, boo. Just be you.
All right. So coming up on the show today, even though we've talked a lot of stuff, we're going to be talking about Collateral Beauty and some of the lessons that you learned from that movie. And you, Will Smith, joined, huh?
Yes. It's actually an incredible movie.
But we'll get into that, let's say, at about 15 minutes to the hour.
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, we have two really... inspirational guests.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about talking to them today. We've got Saad and Brooke.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Step into the microphone. Come on into the studio. Let me help you with that. Let me do that for you. There you go.
So you can be comfortable.
So you guys own a restaurant called Gringos.
Yes, the Gringo Cafe.
The Gringo Cafe. Are there a lot of gringos who go there?
What are gringos?
Mostly gringos.
Gringos, you know, in the old gringos... I mean, maybe you guys can explain it because everyone says I'm a know-it-all, but I do know what gringos are. But I want to let someone else explain. You guys explain what gringos are.
You go, and then we'll
correct.
Okay, a gringo in Mexican is a foreigner. It's colloquial for a foreigner. It was mostly used for the cowboys, the white cowboys from Texas.
Oh, okay.
But now a gringo is not just a foreigner. It's like any, like, crazy person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
pretty
outsider.
Much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Oh.
Well done.
I'm a walking Google, bro.
Yes, T.
You're a gringo.
So, okay, tell me about the restaurant, guys. It's at Mamboneng, right?
Yes. Yeah, the Mamboneng precinct. We're actually in the latest building that's come up called Craftsmanship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what, well, you know, I don't know if it goes without saying, the food is Mexican.
There we go.
With a little twist of African in it.
Okay, what's a little twist of African in it?
Well, just, you know, our African spices and, you know, a little influence of Africa in it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So what do you guys do in the restaurant? Who's the chef? Who's running the day-to-day restaurant?
Who's
front desk?
What's
who's
happening?
Admin? Who's buying Mexican fajitas and tortillas and all that stuff?
Right now, we are everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's been interesting because when we started, and obviously we knew to, you know, to owning a restaurant, and we thought, oh, we know all about entertaining and hosting. I mean, we've had a lot of dinner parties, and we thought, oh, you know, why not open a restaurant? And we soon realized that it's really not that easy.
Can just for clarity, because people can't see you guys, because we can see you clearly young.
Yeah.
But how old are you guys? Please tell our listeners.
So I'm 26.
And I'm 30.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
We were
like people
dishwasher.
Back home are like, damn, I ain't done nothing with my life.
You really haven't.
They have day jobs.
Yeah. And they have day jobs.
Yes.
If you're 26 and you haven't done nothing with your life, you have done nothing with your life. You done
and I'm 25. I'm like, I got a year. Yeah. No, I actually got a couple of months.
Yeah. Make it happen. August, right?
Yeah. Damn.
Hey,
yeah,
me too.
Oh,
August
yay!
Baby. The
August
best
what?
Kind.
I knew it. I knew our spirit.
August what?
August babies.
August what? What?
No,
like,
which
what,
day?
17. What day?
17.
What?
17.
A day apart. I'm August
18.
Girl.
We have a birthday show after this.
We have to.
We'll bring the tacos. Girl,
I'm on the 14th.
I'm like in it. I'm in it. It's already a party.
Margaritas.
Yeah.
I know someone who loves margaritas. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yes, you got to come to our bar. Freshly squeezed.
All right.
Oh my God.
I want to give a shout out. Chantel, you heard that. I know you love margaritas, so there you go.
See you at the bar.
Yeah, see you at the bar. So you guys, how did you come about, like, you decided, like, it's one thing to entertain, right?
Yeah.
But then to cross over to say, let's open a restaurant, that's absolute madness.
Yeah.
Did you know what you were getting into?
No,
we didn't at all, eh? Like, after being open for the first day.
Yeah.
That's when it dawned on you.
Yeah, she was like, please sell it. Yeah.
Like, I can't do this.
She was like, I can't do it.
I can't do it, man. Come on. Yeah. Sally.
Someone take it. I'll take it off my hands.
Yeah. Our Mexican accent and everything.
We didn't even know what to do with our legs. Our legs were a king.
But
then we just pushed through, and yeah, it was amazing.
We were more about, you know, creating a vibe, because we like going out a lot, and we also like having people over, and we thought, you know, why not create a space where we can have people, we can meet people, we can interact, we can, you know, entertain, we can be creative. Because apart from loving food and cooking, we also really love fashion and design.
Okay.
Oh, we love the area. So it was a combination of factors, and we thought, if we're going to take a risk on doing anything, let's go into a restaurant and let's take it from there.
Wow.
But then why Mexican food? I mean, of all the food that you could have come up with to serve, why Mexican? It's quite tricky, isn't it? It's different, sure, but it's tricky.
Yeah, I know it is tricky. Look, it actually sparked from one of our dinner evenings, and we got like a whole lot of people over, and we were like, let's have a Mexican night.
Okay.
And you know, after we had people over, they were like, seriously guys, we'll pay money for these tacos, and we'll pay money for this food.
Yeah.
And that sparked like possibly having a truck.
Yeah, we first had a food truck.
Yeah.
But that turned out to be like very expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys were like, we might as well get facilities for this money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Food and trucks are so expensive. Yeah. There's only certain places where you can park them, you can trade. And we were like, we actually want a permanent place where people can come and vibe and meet people and enjoy, you know, good music. So we took it a step further, and before we knew it, we signed a lease, and we were like, okay, we're opening a restaurant.
Wow. And we did it on a budget.
A budget. What? So a really tight budget. We did
painting,
it all.
Building, everything in the store, we did just the two of us.
Yeah.
What?
I love
That's
the
decor, insane.
Though. I mean, I'm looking at your the Gringo Cafe online. I haven't been there, but
it.
I will be coming soon.
Yeah, me too.
Please.
And I love the decor. So, I mean, how did you guys come up with the idea for the decor? You're both artists or you're creatives, right?
Yeah.
You're in advertising?
Yeah, marketing.
Okay, you're both in marketing.
Yes.
All right. So you have a background of marketing, and you decide to open a restaurant. Why not a marketing company?
Nah.
Is that too easy?
That's our day job.
Yeah.
They pay us the big money. Right, well,
tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, tell us about that. So you guys run a restaurant, and you still have day jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So that's even more.
Yeah.
Like, now that's even
all
more pressure for the rest of us.
All you 30-year-olds who are like just lounging at your mom's house.
Yeah.
This is what other people are doing. I don't mean to disparage.
But I am.
As the rooster walked into the hen house with an ostrich egg, I don't mean to disparage, he said. I'm just showing you what is being
what
done
can be
elsewhere.
Done, right?
Yeah. But we're struggling. We are struggling.
Okay.
Because to divide ourselves between the two places and finding reliable people to run it for, trustworthy people.
Yes.
So tell us about your day jobs. Who do you work for? What do you do?
So I currently am a brand manager for Discovery Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I work within obviously the marketing team, which is also quite a demanding job.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have the luxury of leaving at a decent hour, and then thereafter I walk into the restaurant, I put my apron on, and then I am chef, dishwasher, waitress, whatever else.
Wow. And you, Saad?
I'm at Africom,
okay,
a company that owns many of Samsung retail stores.
Okay.
And I'm the head of the retail department.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then after selling all these Samsungs, can I get a TV?
I can hook you up.
And then after selling all these things, boom, you're in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah,
so, okay, who does the cooking? Who does the dishwashing?
Well, I'm on the grill, but we swap. We like
we tag
everyone.
Team.
All right. So you both cook, you both do the dishes.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately now, we've just upped our team. We've got a really good guy who works in the kitchen who we're gonna upskill.
His name is Justice.
He's awesome, so we're gonna upskill him to eventually manage the kitchen, but he helps us. He does all our prep, he does all of our washing up. And then we've got my
brother
who's
Jesse.
Got this amazing blonde afro, so naturally
and he just
people
got
are
back
drawn
from Japan,
to him.
Oh,
he has some interesting stories about Japan, so we've got him serving,
so he's gonna
and managing
have some
in front
influencing
of
on the menu and stuff a little bit, because he's learned a lot there. He was woofing there.
Yeah.
Woofing.
Yeah.
What's to woof?
Woofing, yeah.
Yeah, it was woofing. It's like almost like a form of eco farming and like sustainable living.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Never even heard the term.
So we've got some interesting people working for us. So come visit us. Come visit the cafe. Got lots of good stories, lots of cold beer and tacos.
I want to get into the menu a little bit, but before I do that, I think everyone is dying to know. You said you started this on a budget, and there are people who want to start their own small businesses. Please take us through the steps that you had to take when you decided we want to open a restaurant. What was the first thing that you did?
Well, we decided first location, where we want to be, and the kind of people that we want to serve. But mainly, we wanted to try and get everybody in to actually have a feel of Mexican. But you know, with the
buzz of town, you know, and so after we found the location, Mabining, and we looked at Mabining for a very long time because we were like, we wanted to do lots
clothing,
of things, clothing
and this and that,
millions of things. So Mabining was always like somewhere where we aligned, we wanted our brand to align with, because we completely love the concept of what they're doing.
Yeah.
So obviously location, we had to look at the cost of everything. So like, what is our rent? Can we afford it? Also, having a day job means you sort of have that extra income you need if you're having a bad month.
Yeah.
You know, you have a little something to fall back on, which is why, you know, it's so important maybe in the very beginning not to just put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. I love that.
And then we worked on a really tight budget of what we could afford. So, like, we took out a very, very, very small business loan.
Yeah.
One that we could easily afford to
pay
back. Yeah. And
that's why we basically did everything ourselves in the place.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, a lot of, especially young entrepreneurs, always say they struggle with finding the funding. How did you guys manage to even get that business loan? Did you already have a business that was running?
Or is it just
started?
No, it was basically just us putting ourselves together and going towards the bank and saying, this is what we want to do. And
so you pulled your resources as a team together, but not necessarily as a business, right?
Yes.
It was almost like two personal loans, if you will.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And if I don't want to mention complete figures, but it was definitely under, like, we did this under 100,000 rand.
Oh.
So, and quite Yeah, like I mean, we're talking under 100,000.
We're talking crockery, cutlery, tables, chairs,
paint,
grills,
wood, grills, ovens.
Well, that all the kitchen stuff, that was the main expense.
Yes, I can imagine.
That stuff is super expensive,
especially like for restaurant kitchen.
Yeah.
Basically, the place was a shell. So when we signed the lease, in fact, we didn't have walls or a roof at the time, and we were just like, oh my gosh. We just hope that it's going to turn into like something. And then we got handed the keys and they're like, here you go. We got in and we're like, is this it? They were like, yeah, this is how it comes. One plug point and one fluorescent light.
One light, one plug point.
Here you go. Here's all your money's worth.
That's it.
So between the time you guys decided that this is what we're doing and actually bringing it to manifestation, how long was that period?
It was about 2 months. And it took us a month to do everything in the restaurant.
So you literally spoke about it, decided and did it.
Yeah,
that's what I like. Yeah. You see, acting when you get the idea and not waiting. Because if you had waited,
we would have
been
done anything.
Exactly.
And there's so many ideas that we waited on and haven't acted on. So this one
was
crazy.
The first one that we just acted on, and we said,
that's dope.
Let's just do it.
That's really dope. And the other thing that I wanted to ask is, like you said, that there was one plug point and one fluorescent light. So you even had to do like the electrical.
Yes.
And
that was a big bill that we did not
see coming.
That actually put us out a bit.
A little bit. Yeah. But
okay. So you open on that first day.
Yes.
And what is on the menu?
Okay, so we've got our menu's actually changed since.
Okay.
Yes.
And you know, it
what's
might
the menu
change
right
again because we're
right
finding
now
we've
got our gringo burgers.
Yeah, what's tacos. In the gringo burger?
Well, the special one, the one that we call the El Gringo burger.
El Gringo!
We got our pulled beef.
Oh,
that
nice.
That we slow cook for about five hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it's marinated with all our special ingredients and whatever. And then we have your pulled beef, minute steak.
Yeah.
Your patty with the cheese inside of
the
patty.
The stuffed cheese.
What?
And then your nice homemade
You on a diet. Calm down.
It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
We've had a few banters if that's what we're doing. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
And vegans.
And vegans. And vegetarians.
Vegans should stay out.
Yeah.
Vegans, you're going to ruin the restaurant. Stuff.
Okay. Hey, we got one of our best reviews from like a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because they're the hardest to win over.
Yeah.
No, vegetarians, like they're just angry because they haven't had meat.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, they're like, so no meat, no sour cream, no cheese. And I'm like, but then it's just dry nachos and salsa. And they're like, no, it's so good.
Yeah.
That's and you're serving like it with a heavy heart. Like, damn.
Yeah, you're like, you don't want to serve you that.
Eat that, yeah. They're like, no, it's really because you have to talk yourself into it. Like, fake it till you make it. I once went to a vegan restaurant. I was like, this is really tough. There's nothing that I want to eat on this menu.
No.
I think that's why, like, I think a lot of vegans are skinny because you just like,
I really
don't feel like eating. I just have a cigarette.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh my God. So how long has the restaurant been operating?
So we opened on the 25th of November last year.
On Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
Nice.
And we've been open.
It sounds
ever
so negative.
Since.
Like, you know, as a black person, when I hear Black Friday, it's like, what happened? No, it was like a good day. It was a good day.
Where all the sales
manic,
were happening.
Manic day.
Yeah, it was such a hectic day. We were stuck in Makro for like 2 hours and that put us out.
Before you even went to your restaurant.
Before we could even start on prep, we were stuck there trying to.
And we were like, again, why are we doing?
And didn't you guys try to negotiate with the
awesome
people in
day.
Front of you? Like, opening a restaurant today, please.
We actually left the stuff and just ran away.
Oh, no.
We ran out. We opened. It was awesome.
And it was raining.
It was raining.
Oh,
but I must be honest, we got lots of support from
family and friends.
We were probably sold out and we thought we'd overstock for the day because obviously we were new.
We had no
concept of like stock at that point. We sold out of everything. And I think only after we counted the money the next day, I was like, okay, maybe we don't have to sell. Maybe we can hang on to it.
Look at this money. Did you guys have a money shower?
Yeah, we just made it.
Let's have a money shower.
But we had a walk-in customer on that day because that day was just family and friends.
Yeah.
So some people just walked over from across the road.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And it was raining like heavily and the building was just redone and whatever. And just so happened the spot they took The water was leaking on them.
Oh my god. Yes.
And we were like,
oh snap. But luckily the guy was really cool. He was like, ah, don't worry.
He enjoyed the food so
much. It's just water.
Oh. We were like, can we move you? And he's like, no. The food is so good. And we were like, so you're just going to sit here, eat and get like dripped on. And he's like, yeah, this is the best food I've ever had. I was like, okay. Yeah, we're good.
He's like, I'm getting food and a shower, girl. Yeah. This is a two for one.
So how much research goes into coming up with something like a Mexican menu if you've chosen that as your theme for the restaurant?
So
what kind of prep did you guys do?
So what we did, because
we watch a lot of Guy Fieri.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, he's got a
Diners
style.
Driving and
we hooked on him. There was also a Mexican chef that came to South Africa who did like a show, so we kind of watched some of what she did. We also like got a lot of like tips and stuff from our suppliers who actually import like certain of our Mexican ingredients, and they themselves are from Mexico, so they were like, here are some tips, this is, you know, this is what will make it completely authentic. And then the rest of the inspiration was just really about like things that we watched, and
especially just us cooking at home for one another.
Well, yeah. I love
we really love that.
Yeah.
Because like sometimes I would get home early, then I'd cook, or maybe surprise her with a nice dinner, or she.
And we tried a lot of different meals. Yeah. You know, we tried a lot of, if we saw Jamie Oliver making, I don't know, homemade ravioli, we're like, let's try that.
Yeah.
Or so the same really applied with the Mexican. We did as much research as we could.
So basically, you guys are naturally very good cooks. Because you can watch all the shows you want. My sister watches.
I've been watching.
My sister watches shows. And I tell you what, you eat her food and you're like, oh, okay.
You maybe
you didn't taste this? You're like, you didn't taste this? You know.
You got to taste everything. Yeah.
But my mom's a really good cook.
Yeah, his mom is amazing.
Super good cook.
Yeah. And his brother's a pastry chef. Yeah. So we have some really good
A little from foodies. Family. Yeah. And, you know, and we're always praying for people, telling them to come over.
Okay.
I'll be there.
I'm like, was that an invite?
Okay.
I thought I heard one.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
So we actually want to start doing that. We want to do a Friday Briday, like at the cafe just outside, because that's a little bit, you know, South African, which we also want to sort of bring our own sort of unique flair to it.
Yes.
So we'll keep with, it will obviously still be aligned to the Mexican theme and whatever, but it will be a Briday.
Okay. What would you guys do different in a braai? Like, you have to do one every Friday, you know, and I go to a lot of braais. In fact, there's a braai show, an Afrikaans braai show that I've been watching lately, just to touch on my skills. And I was like, these guys are just, they're ordinary.
Well, I mean,
we were talking about Salt Bae earlier. Would you be the Salt Bae?
It just so happens that whenever we're invited to braai,
always
somehow he's the braai.
Especially,
especially my friend Khotso.
Khotso, if you're listening, you know who you are. You know what you've done.
He's like, yo, dude, come over.
For a braai.
I'm going to braai for you. When I come there, then he's like, is the fire good?
Khotso, we see you. He knows what you're doing now.
Look, there's a lot you can do in fire. So we'll put our tacos, our soft tacos on the fire.
We'll do sweet corn
on the fire.
But this is clearly a passion, because I mean, the fact that you guys can think of certain innovative things on the spot, whereas like I'd be like, look, it's Mexican.
This is not your thing.
It's just I enjoy eating.
Yeah.
I can't cook to save my life.
You can order a meal.
I can put combos together.
Uber Eats.
Be like, I want starters from here.
Yeah.
So you guys started from a basis of knowing that this is a passion you guys have, and you pursued that passion, which I love. So would you guys give people advice? If you had to give people advice while going into the restaurant industry, what would you say?
Shoo.
You're like, we're still taking your
Exactly.
Be prepared for hard graft. It's not even like work, it's graft.
Yeah.
You're working your ass off.
You're working as if it's physical.
We're up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning to put the food on.
Then that's just not
going to
work
up
for me.
To the Then we like going to the markets, getting whatever we need for the day.
And we believe in like fresh produce.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Restocking all the time, fresh, you know, organic from the markets and stuff like that. So I think if you're going into the restaurant business, just be prepared to to work really hard. And
so
to
don't
be,
just resource. Do it.
No, resource. Don't just do it. And also, like, you have to be prepared to do something of everything. You know, you can't be fussy. You got to get in there. If you have to wash the dishes and mop the floor. Yes.
You can't be like, listen, Jerry, you got to do this. There's no room for delegation.
There's no way. Everything is like just quick. Because you can't keep people waiting for food. People come there, they're hungry, they want to eat.
Oh, That's true. And you're going to need some really good people skills.
Yeah. Because there's some difficult people, right?
Especially with.
And I'm not just talking about the vegetarians.
No. They're those people who come to a restaurant to complain.
We've experienced that. Fortunately, we've got quite a nice. We've managed to attract quite a nice sort of like
group
of people who come in, so they haven't been too difficult.
Yeah,
but you do obviously get one or two people who
are
just not happy.
And the cool thing in Mabonang is you meet a lot of different people.
Yes. Foreigners.
Like we've met people from Alaska now. The other day.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
They like sold whatever they had. They came, lived up in Mabonang for like 3 months just on holiday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
People from Germany, France. So it's cool. It's what we love, meeting new people, interacting with other people. And then we also love feeding people.
Yeah.
Making sure you have a good
time. So there are a lot of ups, but there are also, you need to be prepared for the downs if you're going to go into this industry.
Exactly. So just be prepared to work really hard, have really good people skills, sound people skills, because you might not always agree with what the person's complaining about or whatever, but at the end of the day, like, you have to sort of
accommodate and be the bigger person.
Yeah. Exactly. And
you guys can't really have an off day, hey?
No.
Like the rest of us can just be like, well, I ain't going.
I don't really feel like
I don't feel like smiling today.
The restaurant is closed on Mondays, but then we still go to our day jobs. And then we open up again from Tuesdays.
So we have like
Sundays.
An off evening, and it kind of feels like we're off.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you guys going to make sure that like you keep your relationship going with work, normal day jobs, with working at the restaurant? And I mean, it must put a bit of pressure on that. I mean,
it does. We are lacking a bit, especially with one another. We just need to find that space where we need to stop talking about
work,
because it's like we need to talk about our day jobs, then what's going on in the cafe,
and then
but this is
by
how
the way,
I feel, and
yeah.
this is,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
By
we're
the
forgetting,
way, I love you
we,
still.
Yeah, we're forgetting that at the moment, but it's just because of the stress of everything that's happening. But we never forget one another.
But I think it's
just
also
saying Valentine's Day. Apparently he says I have to work.
That's gonna be Orkies. Because you have to be open on Valentine's, right? Like, happy Valentine's. Can we get some of that pulled beef?
They're waiting.
You guys can't even sneak.
I'm just gonna avoid the gift part, you know, the whole day.
Yeah.
Hey, we busy.
Here's some carne fries for you.
Yeah.
In fact, I wanted to ask, what are the
carne asada fries?
Sounds like
that's her favorite because she loves chips.
I love carbs. I love fries. I love potatoes.
That's my weakness, man.
She came up with that.
Yeah. So it's like, so basically, it's a bowl full of chips, fries, but not skinny fries.
Okay.
I just want to put it out there. They are like really like
voluptuous fries.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like a slap so it's basically a bowl of slap chips, and then it's topped with our pulled beef. And then we put some cheese over that. We melt it in the oven. So it's fries, meat, and cheese melted. And then it's garnished with like a salsa, and then your guac. It's got some corn on it, some jalapenos, some cream cheese, and a bit of lime.
Oh, man.
And then a sprinkle of
a sprinkle of love.
Yes.
A sprinkle of love.
It's been a hit.
It's been a hit.
And we serve them in that, you know, the typical African enamel bowl.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so we serve them
in
that,
like
close the lid.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we get to you, then there's still like, you know, a bit of theater. We open.
And they're like,
I can see that.
It's cheesy, pulled beefy.
Oh, that sounds delicious. That sounds so. Are you guys looking at? Obviously, right now it's a little early.
And
y'all are just like, we've got one. We don't want to be stressed about nothing.
It's like having one kid.
Yes, talking about.
You know, I think we need twins.
But we are
future projection. Are you guys looking at something?
We have been looking in Durban to open one up in Durban, and maybe Melville 27 boxes?
Yes.
27 boxes. Yeah. But we also still want to do our food truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, guys, but what do you have against the north? You know, like your bank going forward.
Yeah, we can't afford the rent.
That's where the food truck
the food truck comes in there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just park the food truck.
I'll take it anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, so we're definitely looking at expanding in terms of outreach. It would be awesome. Durban, Cape Town.
Having a gringo brand.
I genuinely see this.
Yeah.
So you guys could even go into branded merchandise. Yeah.
So we made, it was so funny you say that, because we made t-shirts for the market. So we had the night market and we just made city like with our logo, the skulls and whatever. And people came up to us and they were like, where do we get the t-shirts? And we were like, these ones.
Y'all are missing out on some extra income.
Like, we just made, you know, and they were like, well, buy. Like, how much do you guys want? 90, 100 bucks? Like, what? And we were like, whoa, okay. I guess we're making t-shirts now.
Yeah. As you should be. Because I feel like now restaurants are no longer just the thing where you go in and you eat. It's a lifestyle.
It's
and it is, right? It's a part of who you want to be portrayed as.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if people want to associate with a certain brand, and it gives you guys free advertising.
Exactly.
They're literally advertising you everywhere they go.
Exactly.
And even the gringo cutlery and crockery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, I see big glasses. Things for y'all. Like, I'm just like, we caught you guys at the cusp.
If you need brand ambassadors.
Yeah. Especially food ones.
Yeah.
I'm willing to eat my paycheck.
Next time we do a menu tasting, you'll be invited.
I will be there. I will speak about it whole show. I don't care.
In fact, the next time we come, we'll bring tacos and some fries, and you guys can describe
Well, that was our fault. We should have actually brought
it. No, this is all we'd be doing.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. Doesn't sound like we're eating, but
I mean, we do also want to punt like the building, because not a lot of people know the craftsmanship building because it's
where is it exactly?
Yes,
it's Corner Kruger and Main.
Okay, you have to like describe it via
landmarks.
So like if you're thinking of like Black and East, which is on the corner there in Maboneng, Kruger Street. Now if you're traveling on that one way going on Kruger and you get to the stop street, you're gonna cross over, which is is Black and East on your right hand side.
Okay.
Yes.
So at the stop street on the left hand side is where that new building is.
Oh, okay.
So it's Corner Kruger and Main.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And away from the police station.
Yes.
Away.
Three blocks away.
For me, if you just said police station, just keep driving away from it.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Just drive away from the police station.
And you won't miss it, because it's a really, it's one of the first buildings, I think, that they actually got an artist
to paint the outside.
To paint the entire. So I think it's, the artwork is called Razzle Dazzle or something like that.
So it's black,
so
white,
it's black,
and gray.
White and gray. So it's actually the building itself is like an art sort of monument.
Yeah.
And then there's some really cool retailers. Down there, there's like a really nice vintage furniture store.
The Collectors Club. And Tiki Box.
Tiki Box. Yeah. Like she makes amazing these kind of stuff.
That's nice. Mm.
She will go nicely with your stuff.
Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
She has like embroidered like little skull handbags and all proudly South African stuff, which is really cool.
And she makes that it herself. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So there's some really,
and
really
glasses place, Mubba Eyewear, and then
you can get designer
shirts. So it's like a real lifestyle book.
And the nice thing about
the retailers is we're all sort of like a little community.
Because you guys all understand the hustle.
Yeah.
That's why we're punting everyone a bit, because we are struggling a little bit, because not a lot of people know about the place.
Yeah.
And nobody really wants to cross over that.
Because no one knows
about the main road.
Exactly. Everyone's like Maboneng, and they come to Fox Street, and it's like the end of the world. It's like Fox Street is there, and then that's it. But so we're on the other side. We're the pioneers of the new side.
Okay. But that's awesome. Do you guys have like a Facebook page, Instagram pages that where people can actually get in touch with you guys? So what is
it called? The Instagram page is at Gringo Cafe.
Okay.
And the Facebook is?
The Gringo Cafe.
The Gringo Cafe. Because I just think sometimes people just want to be able to see you, like, on Instagram. Like, okay.
Oh, you're a real
It looks real. like oh, Google Maps ain't going to lead me astray.
Yeah, yeah.
We are also, I think now we've just been listed on Eat Out.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
And we, the vegetarian chick did a
review, JHB review on Live.
On Yes. That's the review I was reading. It was actually a very good review.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. She was awesome. Yeah. She was lovely.
Really
cool. That's awesome.
She was like a little secret
agent.
Blogger agent. Yeah. Like, and only at the end, she was like, oh, by the way, thanks for the awesome service. I'm going to write about you. I was like,
but that's the thing with the service industry, right? Yeah. You always have to be on your game because you never know
who you're serving.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Because if you gave her shit, she would have been like, they're going to
You guys have
down.
Served Orali Kalinga.
Yes.
From 702. And I see she had a margarita.
She did. She loved it.
Olani Som, don't know him. I'm sure he's very famous. Just never heard of him. Who's Cindy Witten?
Well, she's
Brooks, a friend of mine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this? Elsa Brosso.
Yes, that's the tasty.
The El Tasty.
So it's a speciality.
That's my special that I make, well, on order if you do want.
So what is it?
Well, it's your big French loaf.
Ooh.
Filled with the pulled beef, the minute steak.
I'm already in it.
The slab chips.
Oh my gosh.
Cheese.
It looks incredible.
Sour cream, jalapenos.
Guac.
It sounds like an El Gatsby.
Yeah.
Well, the Mexican version.
But Mexican version.
I doubt you'll get such good beef in a Gatsby.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that looks incredible.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Look
the
at
food
these tacos
looks
making
incredible.
Love. Who wants some effing taco? Yay.
By the way, guys, this is Tamisha on the Instagram page.
Yeah. We're being stalked for stalker alert.
Yeah. I'm totally a troller. Don't worry about it. And then there's this thing. I don't know what it is. A Cubano?
Cubano.
Yes. What's a Cubano? It looks like a really intricate sandwich.
It is. And we got that was really like inspired by the movie.
The Chef.
The Chef, the guy with the food truck.
Yeah. Yes.
And he made. That's all he made.
John Favreau.
Yes.
You know what I love as well? It looks like the portions are pretty generous because I've been to a lot of Mexican restaurants and I'm like, I'm feeling so sad. I got to pay so much money and I'm not even full.
No. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm even scared to order another one because then I'm not going to be full. I'm going to pay double.
Exactly.
It's not the big plate with the little food.
Yes. No.
And that's what I love. The food looks filling. The decor is unbelievable.
Thanks.
Like the decor is gorgeous. I can't believe you guys did this on your own.
And all the plants are real, don't touch them.
Notes.
It's amazing. Notes. We have to disclaim that to adults. We're like, they're real. Don't.
They're like, oh my gosh, this looks so cool.
Yeah.
It almost looks real. It is.
And then they touch it, and then it's like sadness for the day.
Oh, shame. Oh my gosh. Well, we left it like, 10 minutes?
Yeah, we left it 10 minutes. So, cool. You know what, guys, make sure that you've I've already followed them.
Yes, Gringo Cafe.
Yes.
On Instagram. And I'm just loving what I see.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. And join us on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm single. I don't want to be surrounded by people.
We have tequila for the single
We got tequila for the single people.
I guess we'll just be in the corner. We'll be with the single people.
Maybe you might just find some gringo love.
Some gringo love.
I don't know.
I think we should have a kissing booth. Apparently, we were advised that we should have a kissing booth on Valentine's.
My friend Colette.
Yeah, she's like, but I want kisses. On Valentine's Day. We're like,
I don't know.
That could be arranged.
I'm selective with my kisses.
We're going to hire Brooke's brother. Trust me, you won't be selective.
He's that gringo.
He's everywhere. You can check him out. He's flares for free. You can stalk him.
What a gringo.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Quickly, for the last 5 minutes, right, let me tell you guys about this movie. So
tell us about Collateral Beauty.
Okay, so I went to go watch Collateral Beauty, and it's an all-star cast. It's got Will Smith, Kate Winslet, Helen Mirren, Michael Pena, like everyone, Edward Norton, everyone you can think of. So
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley, geez, that's how big the cast is. Yeah. You just can't remember everyone. Mm. So anyway, the story starts off with Will Smith, and he owns this incredible and successful ad agency in New York. And he's teamed up with Edward Norton and Kate Winslet, but he's the majority shareholder. And he gives this incredible speech in the beginning of the movie about, you know, why we do the things we do as human beings. and what inspires us. So the one thing is love, right? So he points out that love is the reason we do everything we do in life.
That's the truth.
Right? So the only reason we actually invest in anything is out of love, like we've learned here today.
Yeah.
And then he talks about that other thing, death. Which is like, because we all fear death, we kind of, you know, we do things so that we don't, by the time
death.
We die, by the time we die, you know, we want to have left a legacy, but also to avoid death, right? So we do everything to avoid death. Then time. The last thing is we do everything because of time. Do we have enough time? We're afraid that we're losing time. So that kind of thing. So
our time is being wasted.
Wasted, clearly. Mm. I don't own a Mexican restaurant. But anyway. So then the movie goes on and it takes us 3 years into Will Smith's life. And now he's a recluse and he's, you know, losing his mind. And everyone is just
sad.
He's so sad. And it's because he lost his daughter at 6. So he goes into this depressive state and his co-workers, which is Edward Norton and Kate Winslet and Michael Pena, all think we need to intervene in this guy's life because he's been coming into the office and building dominoes and just letting them fall. And, you know, we can't do this. And it's affecting our paycheck. Like, we are getting broke. So they decide that they're going to go, by complete coincidence, they happen to go into this theater after Edward Norton discovered these three actors. And they decide that, you know, we're going to hire these guys. Because Edward Norton had this premonition, because, you know, in movies you just get premonitions out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And and he hires these three actors, Helen Mirren, who plays Death. I forgot the black guy, but he's so good.
Everyone forgets the black guy.
No, right, yeah. It's so sad. I'm like, I should have Googled the black guy.
Right.
So, yeah. But he was great. I've never seen him in another movie, but he's going to be getting a lot of acting roles. Okay. And he plays Time, and then Keira Knightley plays Love. So they send these people into Will Smith's life because he's been writing these anonymous letters to these three, Death, Love, and Time. And they send and they like respond to the letter in person. So you're going to pitch up to Will Smith's life and you're going to just talk to him like, I received your letter. So let's juke this ish out. And it starts off with Death, who's Helen Mirren. And she gives this beautiful speech about, you know, how death is the greatest equalizer in life, which is lesson number one.
All right. Tell me a little bit about that.
Exactly. So she says that everyone hates death and is afraid of death, but it is actually the biggest gift that we have, because when we know that we're going to die, we don't take things for granted. We're more appreciative of the things we have.
Nice.
And it is the greatest equalizer, because no matter how rich you are, we're all heading towards the same place, you know, so it makes us realize things. Then lesson number two is time. So time approaches Will Smith, and, you know, Will is mad at time because he's like, you should have given my daughter more time. And he says that, you know, we are so preoccupied in every moment. We take everything for granted. We are given abundant time, but yet we refuse to use it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's lesson number two, that each of us have the same amount of time in our day, yet we all utilize it differently. Some of us will sit for 24 hours and complain. Others will open a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And all different. So, and then lesson number three is love. So Will Smith is angry at love because he says, you know, when I looked at my daughter, all I saw was love and you ripped it away from me. And she's like, you know, the biggest thing is that we refuse to see love even in the darkness, because in order to appreciate love, there needs to be light and darkness. There needs to be, you know, joy and pain. And so they say that love is in everything that we do and is in everything that we are, really. So you can't really run away from love. So that was the movie. And it had a lot of little twists and turns. And at the end of the movie, I was like, damn, I did not see that one coming.
Okay.
And I got a little teary eyed in a lot of the moments.
That means it was worth the price of the ticket.
Well, we booked out a cinema. No, we didn't. Oh. We just went when everyone was at work.
So,
But it was really an incredible movie, and I'd say everyone should go watch it. It's got quite a few life lessons in it.
I love the themes of love, death
and time.
And time,
yes.
Because we all have to deal with that sort of thing, right, in life. Even if you try and turn your back on love, for example, you know, and love, that's the one thing that will break your heart over and over again, right? And
yet you keep going back into battle.
And people who care about you think they're going to help you by saying things like, you know, maybe you shouldn't fall in love anymore. Or if you do, don't give your whole heart.
Yes.
And that doesn't help, because how else
there's
do you
not
love
a way
except
to love.
All the way, right?
Yeah.
And then time, we always feel like we never have enough time.
Enough.
And it's like,
but
people are wasting
it.
My time and blah. But is it really such a thing as time being wasted? Because time is really all you have.
Yeah.
And you will always have the time. So whether you think you're wasting it, what I believe, whatever you're doing, because there was a time when I thought I just wasted like a whole year. But really, it wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Everything happens in its own
time. Yes. If you put in the work.
Yes.
You put in the work.
And then death, of course.
Even if you don't put in the work, I think it works out in time.
No. No.
Because time heals all wounds. And time is... Yeah, I believe
I think if you've got a destiny, you need to work towards it.
I'm not saying you must be lazy. Yeah. But I'm saying don't beat yourself if you haven't done anything.
In the time that you thought it was supposed to happen.
And death is going to happen to all of us. So stop being afraid of it.
Yes.
As William Shakespeare said in Caesar... It boggles, that's not how he said it, but
okay.
It makes no sense that men should fear that which will happen to all of them. Because a coward dies 1,000 deaths, but a man dies but one.
Wow. And that's where we're going to love and leave you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. I'm going to miss it. Ciao. Bye. See you guys. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.